Now, one of the things that would be considered in a situation like this with a woman with a node negative, ER positive tumor would be the Oncotype DX assay to get a further idea about whether or not chemotherapy was indicated. Did that come up in the discussion?
It did. It came up as a, we had spoken towards the end of the conversation when the family was interested in the real relevance for their mother, and even in terms of chemotherapy plus hormonal therapy or hormonal therapy alone, it came up that, you know, we have one individual qualifier, which is the Oncotype DX, which could lead us or sway us one way or the other. We talked to the family about the cost of testing and the logistics of getting that done. The family was interested, and we embarked on sending the pathology for review with Genomic Health.
And how long did it take to get the results back?
It takes about 10 days to get the results. The patient had her surgery done at Memorial, so we had the pathology available for a quick send out. But by the time the submission request to our pathology department, the blocks are prepared and FedEx to Genomic Health, it takes about 10 days. You do get a faxed copy very quickly to the physician's solo fax machine once the results are available.
I guess overall what we've seen with this test is that about half of patients will have a low score, mm-hmm. which is, you know, maybe recurrence rate 5-6%, not much, really no benefit with chemotherapy. About a quarter of them will have a high score, where, you know, the recurrence rate is much higher, maybe in the 30% is high, and a big benefit from chemo. And then there's another quarter of patients who have an intermediate where we're not really sure exactly what it means. So was the family and the patient sort of in the posture of, we're kind of going to make this decision based on the Oncotype?
The family was leaning towards hormonal therapy for their mother and the patient as well, based on inconvenience and the risk of receiving chemotherapy. And so they felt that hormonal therapy may be the biggest benefit. However, because despite her comorbidity, she's a very active older person, they felt that they would be interested in knowing what the score was and perhaps sway them towards chemotherapy.
And again, we know that at least in the initial report on this Oncotype test with the NSABP looking at it in the higher risk patients, the relapse rate, they actually used CMF and MF, it was an older data set, the relapse rate actually was cut down by 75%. It was one of the biggest drops we've seen in any chemotherapy situation. So the family, based on that, then was thinking, okay, if it turns out she's high risk with that kind of a benefit, then, you know, we'd support giving chemotherapy.
Yes, they agreed that with CMF, because of the toxicity profile and, you know, the risk of her other illnesses causing a problem, that they would, depending on the score, agree to chemotherapy.
So what did the test show?
The test showed an intermediate score, and we did recommend chemotherapy based on that score.
So I guess what you wanted to see was a low score, which half the patients would have had, and she didn't have it.
Correct.
And how did the patient and family feel about moving forward with that information?
I think they felt much more confident about the need for chemotherapy based on the Oncotype DX score. They felt that they now had something that pertained explicitly to her in terms of her risk of a recurrence. And knowing their mother and knowing, or at least understanding the toxicity profile, they felt that it was a treatment regimen that their mother could embark upon and do fairly well.
And what actually happened? They accepted that?